Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, everyone. This week's topic is all around tips for subcontracting your services. So this is really for anybody who is just getting started as a VA. Regardless of what services that you're offering, subcontracting is a really great way for you to gain confidence, experience, and exposure. And when I started many, many years ago, I had my own clients, but I also did subcontracting. And basically what subcontracting is, just so you know, is when you work for another VA or a VA team or agency. It's a great way, as I said, to get experience and exposure and help you build confidence and understand how a VA business is run. So the reason I did subcontracting work for another VA was twofold. I wanted to understand how a VA business was run because I don't have a college degree. I don't have any experience when I started running a business. And it was a really good way to get a peek into kind of a day of the life of a VA, regardless of the services. So the services were irrelevant to me because what I wanted to see was what was behind the curtain. You know, what did they do every day and that kind of stuff? How did they track their time and what tools did they use? And so obviously I did work for them as well, but it was really about how do you run the business? How do they run the business? And then it was also about getting more experience with, let's say, WordPress or using MailChimp, or maybe something that was new that I hadn't done before that I wanted to work with another VA to help me, expand my skill set, so to speak. So subcontracting is when you work for another VA, whether it's a single VA or if you're part of a team of VAs, whether it's a team or an agency. Now, there's a couple of things that are kind of best practices, if you will, when it comes to working as a subcontractor. What you have to realize is, first of all, they can't guarantee you hours because you're not an employee. So they're not going to give you, 20 hours a week or 40 hours a week. They can't guarantee you any type of work. If that's the case, then you're an employee, not an independent or a subcontractor. The other thing is that they're carrying all the overhead. In other words, they're the ones doing the marketing and the operations. They're just sending you work that you can do. And this is a really, really great setup for anybody who isn't really interested in running a full-time business themselves, but they just want to be able to do some work from home. Subcontracting is a great option for you because you have limited business things that you have to run versus if you have all of your own clients. So that's another perk. One other thing is a best practice is you don't charge them normally your full rate. Why? Because they're absorbing all the overhead. You're not going out and beating the bushes looking for clients. They're doing that for you and sending the work to you. So it's a common practice that when you subcontract, you give them a discount. So you give the VA or the VA team or agency a discounted rate. Now, what does that look like? Well, it depends on what your baseline rate is. Some people would, give a 20% or 25% discount. Again, the reason you're doing that is you're not having to go out and find clients. They're sending you work directly and you're doing the work for their clients and you're getting paid. So if you're somebody who's not comfortable, marketing yourself or your business, this is a great option, but there is a price to this because you're not carrying the overhead for that. So a best practice is to discount your rate. Now, if you followed me for any time, I'm not big for discounting rates, but this isn't a normal work situation. This isn't a client that you go out and get and you carry the overhead for. This is someone that you're doing work for and they send you work as needed. Excuse me. So best practices, again, you want to give them a discounted rate. It can be a percentage. A lot of times they may tell you what they're going to pay you. And then you can either choose to take that rate or not. But at the end of the day, if you're really looking for a way to build confidence, experience, and exposure, subcontracting is a really, really great way to do that. It's also a great way to pull the curtain back and understand how a business is run. So I subcontracted for several different people over maybe the first year of my business, and I got to see what would work for me and what wouldn't work for me. I got examples of of a business with systems and a business without systems. And so it really gave me some information that I could take and use in my own business and implement what worked for me and see what mistakes, if you will, to avoid when I was setting up my own business and putting in my own systems. So I highly recommend, if you're somebody who is just starting out and you want to get your feet wet and you want to understand how a VA business is run and you want to get exposure, experience, and confidence, subcontracting is a great, great option. Another thing would be if you're maybe offering a new service that you're not comfortable with, you could certainly look at subcontracting as well. And a lot of subcontractors will take VAs that have no experience. Some may want experience. It really just depends on what the needs are for that particular business owner. Now, a common question is, okay, let's say I want to be a subcontractor. How do I find those gigs? I mean, how do I find those people looking for subcontractors? Well, you can look in groups. So this would be one time that if you're looking for VAs that need a VA, then you could certainly be in a VA group, right? That would be the only time that I would recommend that you be in a VA type group if you're looking for subcontracting work from another VA. There are other options. There are a lot of different associations, VA associations, and they have RFPs. RFP stands for a request for proposal, which just basically means they put out an email that says, here's what I'm looking for. And you can simply respond in kind with, you know, the information they're asking you for. So RFPs is another option. Those, in my opinion, are really the best way for you to find those subcontracting gigs, unless you know somebody who, you know, points you in the right direction. So if you're starting out brand new, want some experience, want to know what's going on behind the curtain, so to speak, what it takes to run a successful business, this is a great way for you to get eyes on. It's also great for you if you're not somebody who wants to run a full-time business and worry about all the operations and those types of things, where you can still work from home and have work to do. That would be another option for you, is subcontracting. But remember, best practice is to offer a reduced rate, because they're carrying the overhead expense. They're simply sending you work as needed. They can't guarantee you hours. But what I found in my experience is I always had work to do from the different number of subcontracting people that I worked with. And you can work for an individual, or you can work for a team or an agency. It just really depends. So hopefully this is just giving you some ideas on subcontracting. Another thing I'll throw out really quickly is you want to treat your subcontractors, so the people that you're working with, just like a client. You want to make sure that you are grateful for the work they're sending and that you want to be responsive and professional. So I treated my subcontractors, I guess you could call them, just the same as I treated my own clients, even though I was working for their clients. You also want to make sure that you ask questions on how they run their business, so you understand what you're supposed to do and what your expectations are. One thing I did find was that I did have a subcontractor that this was new for her as well as for me, and so we kind of figured it out as we went. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Make sure you're clear on expectations on what you're doing, how you're doing it, who you're talking to, and those type of things. But at the end of the day, great way to get confidence, experience, and exposure, and a great way for you to understand how a VA business is run. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast all about subcontracting. Make sure to subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast. You can find me on all the popular podcasting formats, and tune in. I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.